So if you are Damian Lillard, and there are reports that that maybe he's unhappy, maybe he wants out of Portland. He's been there, I think, 9 years now. 9 years.
Yeah.
Does Portland have a chance to win a championship next year?
No. No, and I love Damian. We all love Damian. They've got a good team. They'll be a playoff team, but no, they won't be one of the favorites, no.
I don't think Portland's roster as currently constituted is going to be their roster when next season starts. I think they're going to trade CJ McCollum, because if they don't, Michael, that sets up Dame to leave. I think they're going to do major adjustments to that roster.
He's the only guy they could really trade, get something for.
But if I tell you that, and I, John, I, they're going to move pieces, they're going to move deck chairs on that ship.
On the Titanic?
Well, I don't want to call it the that was the reference, but it's not the Titanic. It's just not a championship caliber team, and I can't imagine they're going to find a way to put that together by next year. If I tell you that Dame Lillard, who loves Portland, and you know is always going to be a hero, always going to be a gigantic star, there'll probably be a statue of him at the
He's the best player in Blazers history. It was Clyde Drexler until about 2 years ago.
But if I tell you he's not going to win a championship in Portland, do you stay if you're Damian Lillard?
Well, I mean, he's quite content. He's happy up there. He loves the area, like you said. He wants to win. He does want a ring. I don't think they can win a ring there, but you never know. We didn't think Atlanta or even the Phoenix was ready to do it, but look at them. Look where they are. But, you know, he's getting frustrated. He obviously wanted Chauncey Billups to be the new coach, so I think maybe he'll give Chauncey a chance to see how things work out this season.
Isn't his resume incomplete without a ring? And if he stays there, isn't it likely he won't get one?
Of course, it's Patrick Ewing's is incomplete. Karl Malone, Johnson, all the greats are incomplete
without a
ring. Right,
but if you stay there, it's going to be tough to attract talent. I say you're going to spend your entire career in Portland and you'll be the greatest player in the history of Portland and you'll be the most beloved guy in the history of Oregon, but you're not going to win a ring, do you stay?
Look at Bradley Beal. He's in the same situation in Washington. He keeps saying, I want to stay, I want to stay. So some guys are maybe just content to compete where they are. And if they don't win a ring there, well, you know, c'est la vie.
The harder question is, let's say you're Neil O'Shea, the GM in Portland. You try and move McCollum. You can't get value for him. You can't do anything. Do you consider trading Dame?
You could get a whole lot of stuff for him. Like I said, you could get a bunch of stuff from the Warriors. They'll give you Wiseman, Wiggins, and their two lottery picks. I believe they would give that up for Damian. Would you do that if you're Portland? Wiseman, Wiggins, and two lottery picks.
Two lottery picks.
That's what Portland will ask for or demand. You got to throw in Wiggins to make the salaries kind of match.
Is that a terrible deal for Portland? I mean, you could get lucky in the draft.
Would they put Draymond in the deal?
No, they got to keep Draymond. Because they want a veteran to help them win another ring before Steph.
Well, they got Steph and Clay as veterans.
Yeah, but they like Draymond because he's their Swiss Army knife, does everything for him.
Basically, the answer to this quandary is, do you want to be the sixth seed and get eliminated in the second round?
Right.
Or do you want to rebuild
rebuilding
two lottery picks
and on the fly? Because these lottery picks are going to be good players, and Wiggins can play. McCollum's still there. They will still be a playoff team without Damian. But, boy, I'm just thinking about that Warrior team with those three guys on it. Woo! And
what's the right side of that, John? If you're Portland, that's a pretty good – that might be the best haul you can get for Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Look out.
I think you could do better.
From who, Ireland? Who's going to give you a better package of four players than that? I mean, you could say, well, let's send him to Philly for Ben Simmons and Thybulle. What's that going to do?
No part of Ben Simmons. I'm tired of people saying, yeah, he's gonna learn to shoot.
Yeah,
I mean, at some point, you are who you are.
Well, that's true, but you could get a little bit better, Mace.
Well, he's got to get a little bit better. Yeah. What did he score? 4 points in that last game.
Well, he averaged like 16 during the season. So you put Ben in the gym for all summer, shooting 500 jumpers a day, he'll improve.
You don't think he's done that already?
I don't think so. That's the problem. I don't think he has.
Michael, could you get Simmons out of Philadelphia for a package centered around CJ McCollum?
Well, that's what people are suspecting if Philadelphia wants to do that. I think you can. Maybe CJ and another pick or another youngster on the roster for him. I think you could do that. And if you're Philadelphia, I would do it. You put CJ on that team? Ooh, man.
Oh, if I'm Philly and I can get out of Ben Simmons and get a reasonable haul,
right.
I am going to get out of Ben Simmons. I can't have a point guard on the floor at the end of a game who they're actually fouling because he can't make free throws.
I like Ben, but if you surround Embiid with an offensive player like him and Seth Curry and Danny Green, man, the Sixers are seriously coming out of the East, with Brooklyn.
Let me throw something at you. Quentin Fortrell. This is a guy named Quentin Fortrell. And he says that about 10 years ago, he won over $55 million in the California lottery. And he never told his parents, his sister, his friends, anybody. He kept a very low profile. He did buy a new truck and he bought a house, but he told everybody he was renting the house. Mm-hmm. Was he wrong not to tell anybody that he won $55 million?
No, he was definitely right. I think you got to somehow tell your family, close family, if you can trust them. And obviously they're going to ask for loans, and you should be able to want to help out your parents or your sister or whatever. But, yeah, if I had won $100 million, $50 million or whatever, I wouldn't broadcast it. I'd keep it quiet. I thought you had to divulge who won.
No, I think you have the option to remain anonymous.
Yeah, I'd remain anonymous. Yeah, I'd remain anonymous, and I wouldn't broadcast it, Mates, would you?
I would try to keep it anonymous.
Yeah.
I would try to keep it anonymous because otherwise you got people banging your door, relatives who are saying, hey, what about, why don't you help me with this? Hey, I got a scheme. Hey, I got a business.
Michael, you played in the NBA and you have that situation now.
Yes, still going on today. I had somebody email me just last couple of days ago saying they need a new car. I know this person. He's known my family forever. And how am I supposed to respond to that?
I know.
I need a new car.
I know. It's not only him. It's you, too.
I will say this.
No, maybe. I was going to say maybe he heard you say that last week because I remember you saying, like, you help a lot of people out because you feel bad and you want to be able to help people when you can. Maybe he heard you saying that and took advantage.
Well, he's in the Bahamas, so I don't know if he was listening to me online, but maybe. You never know.
Michael gets more random texts from people asking him for stuff than anyone I've ever met.
Wow.
So maybe this lottery winner wanted to avoid that because, you know, people are going to call you for loans when they know you have it.
Yeah.
That's life. That's just part of life. You got to plan for it.
Hey, Raymond in Anaheim is on the line. Hey, Raymond, you're on 710. What are you doing? Hey, Raymond.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Right. Raymond, you're on the air.
All right.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Go ahead, Raymond.
He doesn't. He's not listening. Hang up on him.
Yeah, here he is. There he is.
There he is.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Here. Thanks for having me on. I'm a big fan of your guys' show. I've been listening for 5 years now.
Nice. Thank you.
I'm getting married in August. I was supposed to get married last August, but because of COVID, we had to postpone things, and it would be an honor to invite Stephen, John, and Michael, if you can make it also to my wedding.
Oh, that's nice.
August 20th.
August 20th? Well, where's the wedding at?
It'll be in Orange, so in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. It's right up the street from me.
Can you imagine if Michael Thompson shows up at your wedding? That would be
How many guests you having at the wedding, Raymond?
We don't know yet, but we're expecting 150 to 175 people.
Oh, man, wow.
Raymond,
a big wedding.
Are you and your future wife going to share a bank account?
We do share a bank account, but we also have a separate bank account for we share a bank account for our expenses, but we also have other bank accounts for
individual.
Your own stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I guess that's all right.
Where you put a little extra. I got it. Yeah. I got it. All right, so August the 20th, send me an invitation. I would love to attend your wedding. And I'm not joking about this. I will come to your wedding.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Will you go to Raymond's wedding?
I absolutely will not. But, Raymond, the good news for you is if you invite me to your wedding, I will buy you a gift off of your registry and RSVP no. I am the perfect wedding guest. You get something out of it, and you don't have to pay for me.
Man, you know how people are going to call you now to say they're getting married, Ireland?
Well, they got to figure out how to get me the invite. hang on, Raymond. I'm going to have Jorge give you our station address, okay?
Yeah, and Raymond, right, I will see you on the 20th. Congratulations on your nuptials.
I'll try to – what day is that, Raymond? Is that
Friday
a Saturday?
The 20th.
It's Friday.
Friday, huh?
No, saving money, doing it on a Friday. Smart move.
No, SmackDown's on Fridays.
SmackDown. Raymond's wedding or SmackDown? Raymond, you're SmackDown on my calendar.
After. All right, Raymond. Congratulations.
All right, thanks,
Raymond's getting married.
That's nice.
Hey, Mace, when you and Josecito getting married?
First of all, his name is not Jose Cito.
Well.
Which I don't even think is a name. Jorge, is Jose Cito a name?
Jose Cito's a name.
Yeah. Laura and little Jose.
Joseito, Juanito, Jaimito, same thing.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, there's no wedding planned here.
Why? What's the holdup? What are you scared of?
I'm not scared of anything. I mean, we're technically, we've lived together for 15 years.
Why don't you make it official?
We have a common law marriage.
Yeah.
I just don't believe it's a big deal.
You don't believe in marriage?
I'm afraid that the moment we got married, something would go wrong. that like, it's a jinx to get married. Like
that has happened to others we know.
It's been going so good for over a decade, for 15 years now. Why mess it up by going through a ceremony and getting that piece of paper?
Well, I guess you're right. Some people don't need it. I guess you're right.
If it's not broken, why fix it?
Yeah. Yeah. He feels the same way?
Yes, feels the same way.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, we are united on this.
So I guess
we're
it works for you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, it works. It works. Hey, coming up next, would you be willing to kick in a little extra to help your favorite restaurant? There are a couple of restaurants that are doing something I want to bounce off you guys. Mason, Ireland, 710.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
ESPN. So coming out of the pandemic, guys, a lot of restaurants survived it, but continue to struggle.
The pandemic.
And there are a couple of restaurants who are trying to do something about it to give people a little, to try to collect some extra money to make up for the money that is lost. So there is a restaurant in Michigan that is adding a $1 surcharge for COVID. There's another restaurant in North Carolina that is asking to for everybody to make a 23% payment on every check. You won't leave a tip on top of that, just a 23% payment. And some of that will go to the busboys, some of that will go to the servers, and some of that will go to the restaurant. Now, are you willing to kick in a little extra to help your favorite restaurants?
The second idea I would have zero problem with, because I normally tip 20% anyway. You're basically asking me to tip 3% more, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I would have no problem doing that during the pandemic. The first idea, I forgot, what was it, the first
just
thing you mentioned?
$1 surcharge. So you tip the server and you add $1.
Yeah, that's no problem.
That's if I
like well, the rest- in California, though. Wait, in California, you'd have to say it's probably, like, this is a tiny town in Michigan. It's probably, what, like, $3-$5 here, you know?
Oh, so there would be inflation in California. In L.A., because we're L.A., it would be a higher number. How high would you be willing to go on that surcharge, John?
$10.
You would go $10. I was thinking five.
Yeah, I'd go $10. If I know it up front, I have zero problem with it. If I know, like, hey, this place is going to charge me a little bit more, but I really like the restaurant, I would have no problem tipping those guys more, because these restaurants all got crippled in the pandemic.
Yeah, they really did.
Nobody helped them.
I'm happy to help restaurants right now. I mean, I'm trying to go to them, which is the big thing that you can do. Like, I've gone to my favorite restaurants since then, since everything opened back up. So I'm trying to go out, and I'm trying to support them that way. But if it means a surcharge, a little extra to help the restaurant kick in a little bit to help the servers and the busboys and the restaurant itself, I'm all for it. Linz, what about you?
Yeah, I think anybody who would say no to this, I don't know, I'd have to kind of question why you're even like going out to eat and stuff.
Right, if you don't like it, just don't go. You know, I have no issue.
Exactly.
With doing.
It's just like if you don't like a movie, don't watch it. I feel like the fact that it's in the newspaper, they obviously, you know, either put it on the menu. I've noticed a lot of places where they have the tips included. They'll put that right on front on the menu, maybe a sign on the door. I think it's probably a good idea to help people that have been struggling get back on their feet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I'd be happy to do that. Michael, you got no problem with that, right?
No problem at all. If it's my favorite restaurant and I love the food and the service there, of course, I'd be glad to help out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so what is going to happen tonight? Here's what I think is going to happen tonight. I'll start with that. I think Chris Paul is going to rise to the occasion.
I hope you're right.
I think Chris Paul at Staples Center, which was his home for the high-flying Dunk City years, I think Chris Paul is going to find a way to elevate this team and win this game tonight and close out the series against the Clippers. I'm rooting for Chris Paul. I'm not rooting. Yeah, I'm rooting against the Clippers a little bit, but I'm mostly trying to root for Chris Paul.
I think the Clippers have figured something out, Michael. Yeah. I think that they're going to win this game tonight. I think that Ty Lue has been making all the right adjustments, and it's going to force a game seven, which will be a coin flip in Phoenix. But somebody's going to have a chance to brighten their star permanently over these next two games, whether it be Devin Booker, whether it be Chris Paul, whether
George.
It be Paul George, whether it be DeAndre Ayton. If somebody comes up big in one, like Paul George, when he scored 41 points on 20 shots the other night, changed the narrative about his postseason career forever.
Somebody's got a chance
to do that now.
Paul played well, but he's not the reason they won. The reason why they won was because of Reggie Jackson and Marcus Morris. Those guys played
Reggie Jackson has been
Paul George had 41 points on 20 shots.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's not the reason they won?
No, because Reggie Jackson and Marcus Morris got him going Ireland in that first quarter. And then Paul George, of course, took over in the second half. But those two boys in the first quarter was killing Phoenix.
Reggie Jackson's a free agent.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, he's going to get
Didn't
nice
the Lakers almost wind up with him at one point? Wasn't he on the Lakers' radar at some point?
Maybe.
Not that I remember, but that doesn't mean you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought at some point last year he was one of the names that got kicked around during the summer.
Out there for anybody to pick up, and the Clippers just cut a deal with him.
Yep.
Now he's going to get paid.
Oh, yeah, he'll get a nice little three-year, 45 type deal, something like that. Because he played for the veteran minimum this year, last year.
It makes me wonder who else, because he's obviously emerging in part because Kawhi Leonard is gone. I wonder who else. It's interesting to see who rises to the occasion. Like Terrence Mann had that one crazy game.
Yeah.
I love to see the guy, the unexpected guy, and Reggie Jackson's a great example of this, who all of a sudden just emerges as a critical piece of a championship-caliber team.
Why do you say all of the sudden? It's all of a sudden.
Is it all of the sudden?
Oh, no, all of a sudden. All of a sudden. Don't you realize you say all the sudden?
You're a guy who abbreviates words all the time, and I abbreviate an expression here all of a sudden.
Yeah, but I say it in Twitter because you only got a certain amount
of
characters.
Hey, guys, giving you a little behind-the-scenes look of my Mason and Ireland studio. Oh, no, I'm on the air. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Was that for your Instagram?
Apparently.
OnlyFans?
I'm trying to get people to subscribe. No, for my Instagram. I'm trying to get people to subscribe.
Oh, I like that, Lindsay.
Oh, well, it sort of takes the if you want to see what the studio looks like, a little behind-the-scenes look, apparently it's on.
No. It's my studio. It's my studio.
Who are you talking to?
Not to.
I was just taking a video of myself.
For many followers.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I see. I was like, wait, we're still on the air.
Yeah, what is happening?
I know. I started talking, not realizing I didn't mute my microphone.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. Coming up next, we're going to
Now that I killed the show.
No, you didn't kill the show. It's actually kind of entertaining.
By the way, breaking news. Every NCAA athlete in the country will be able to make money from endorsements and other ventures starting Thursday. Oh, Michael, is that something or nothing?
Boy, that's great. That's like 50 years overdue. My goodness, about time.
Think of this. If you could have sold puka shells in Minnesota, you would have been rich.
Exactly. Oh, this is great news for the
athletes. That is really great. That's a revolution is what that is.
So wait a minute. So they can make money off the court or off the field?
Correct. And they can market their name and likeness. You could have sold Michael Thompson bells on your shoes when you're in Minnesota.
It's capitalism,
baby. I'm Keaton Slovis for OC Mazda.
Yeah. Oh, so they can get like endorsements and stuff?
You can do endorsements.
Oh,
exactly.
That's great. Yeah, that's about time. Jeez.
Yeah. That may make the bags of money go away, though, Mike.
Oh, yeah,
now
definitely.
You make your own
money. No more secret bags, Michael.
Exactly. That's all right. That's okay. Put everything out in the open. I like that.
All right. Coming up next for you, we got 2 4 packs of tickets to join me for a special advanced screening of Marvel's Black Widow Thursday, July the 8th. That's next Thursday at the Regal Cinemas in West Covina. John has got a dumb little game, and we've got 2 4 packs of tickets to give away. 877-710-ESPN. That's 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so we got two four-packs of tickets to join me for Black Widow next Thursday at the Regal Cinemas in West Covina, exclusive advanced screening of the latest Marvel gigantic hit. And Ireland has invented a dumb game to be able to give these two four-packs of tickets away. John, what's the game?
Okay,
the callers on?
Yeah, yesterday I failed miserably because I made the game too Googleable.
Yes.
Now, so I put some work into this one. This one took me 5-6 minutes to find the answer.
Nice, nice.
So I think we're going to go. Who's up first?
Let's go to Bobak in Long Beach. Is it Bobak? Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's
cool.
Right.
All right.
Hey, Bobak, here's your question. Scarlett Johansson has appeared as Natasha Romanoff in 5 previous Marvel movies before Black Widow. If you were to add up the gross box office of all 5 of those movies, how many billions have those movies made? So it's more than 1 billion. How many billion has those 5 movies made where she's appeared as Natasha Romanoff? Take a guess.
Let's say, how many billion you said?
Yes.
Let's say 8 billion.
Okay.
8 billion. All right. Let's go to Robert in Whittier. Robert, John 710. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Robert. How many
say, of you... Six billion.
Okay. 6 billion. Okay, great. Let's go to Covina. He'd be right in the neighborhood. Nick, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick. How many billion?
I'm going to go with 10 billion.
10 billion.
10 billion. All right. And Mario in Van Nuys is on the line. Hey, Mario.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, great. Mario.
Let's say 11 billion.
Okay. 11 billion. The guesses are 6 billion, 8 billion, 10 billion, 11 billion.
Right. The actual amount, if you add up all of the billions made by the 5 previous Marvel movies featuring Natasha Romanoff, the answer is 8.85 million. So the winner is Bobak, who guessed 8 billion right out of the gate. 8.85 billion is the answer.
We're giving away 2 pairs, right?
Yeah, so you can give it to Nick, too.
Yeah, give it to Nick and Covina, too. So Bobak and Nick both coming to see our exclusive advanced screening of Black Widow next Thursday night at the Regal Cinemas in West Covina. Congratulations, guys. You know, I was thinking, we do this all the time, and I grew up on superheroes, right? I mean, I love superheroes from the time I'm a little kid. What do you think the appeal of? Why do we – now, in Ireland, you're not a Marvel guy.
I am not.
But why do so many people love – superheroes? What does it mean to us? Like, when I was a little kid, I was fascinated by them.
Right, because everybody dreams of having a superpower. That the fact that they can do things that no other people can do. Like, how cool would it be to fly?
Oh, unbelievable.
I'd rather be invisible.
You would. Why invisible, Michael?
Man, imagine what fun you could have.
Me too.
Well, Michael,
you'd
never have to pay for tickets to any event.
Exactly.
You just walk right in the front door wherever you want.
Imagine all the secrets you would know. Oh, my goodness.
You know what everybody was saying about you behind
walk
your back?
Walk into the boss's office and hear what they're saying about you?
Exactly.
Aren't there invisible. Some things that you wouldn't want to know, though?
Well, I'm...
some things are better left not to know?
You mean about yourself? I would probably just listen. Yeah. I would just listen in on strangers' conversations.
Oh, just sneak up on people.
Yeah, just to hear what they're saying. Imagine all the crime you could.
That
seems
you're using it in a very creepy way.
Yeah,
but no. Well, I mean, that's what everybody would do,
right?
Hey, couple of things before we get Michael. By the way, do you know how important your game of games is today?
No. Why?
It is the most important game of games ever. Lindsay, Jorge, and I all have a chance to win the month.
Oh.
So if one of the three of us wins it, we win it all. And if Mace wins, as the spoiler, Jorge and I would tie for the second consecutive month.
Wow, and my game of games is dedicated to the lady of the show, Lindsay.
Oh, perfect.
It's a feminine flavored.
All right. Okay, so she'll have a
feminine.
Hey, I wanted to bring something up.
That's good, ain't it? That's a good thing.
When I was working as a reporter in San Diego years ago, like in the 90s, I used to go. One of the teams I covered was USD, University of San Diego. They had a coach named Hank Egan, who later went on to the NBA. He coached Greg Popovich in college at the Air Force. So anyway, one day I walk in and there's this guy running around, young guy, point guard, kind of sprinting all over the court. And I said, "Coach, who's that?" He said, "That's this kid we got from L.A. He's really scrappy. He's going to be a good player for us." That kid went on to play at USD, then went into coaching in the NBA, has been a head coach in two other cities, and today the Lakers hired him as their new lead assistant to replace Jason Kidd. Oh. So did you hear this, Michael? Yeah. David Fizdale is coming to the Lakers. Fiz is a great guy. He was with LeBron, won those two rings in Miami with LeBron and Dwayne Wade. And so if reports are accurate, the Lakers haven't officially announced it yet, but Woj has reported that the Lakers are close to hiring David Fizdale, which is just a great hire. I've known him forever. He's a great guy. If they can make this happen, they're apparently, according to Woj, finalizing a deal to hire him. That's a great replacement, Michael, for Jason Kidd, don't you think?
Yeah, everybody respects Fizdale. And take that for data. Remember that?
Yeah, data. Yeah, listen, here's his entire – well, not his entire rant, but part of his rant.
The background on this is he was the coach of the Grizzlies.
And the upset.
And the fouls were incredibly lopsided in a game that Memphis lost. They shot 5 free throws and their opponent shot 35.
Right, and was San Antonio was the opponent.
Yeah.
Here's a little taste of that rant. Jorge.
You know, it's unfortunate that I got a guy like Mike Conley who in his whole career has got 0 technical fouls and just cannot seem to get the proper respect from the officials that he deserves. It was a very poorly officiated basketball game. Zach Randolph, the most rugged guy in the game, had 0 free throws, but somehow Kawhi Leonard had 19 free throws. First half, we shot 19 shots in the paint, and we had 6 free throws. They shot 11 times in the paint, and they had 23 free throws. I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up. Overall, 35 times we shot the ball in the paint. We had 15 free throws for the game. They shot 18 times in the paint and had 32 free throws. Kawhi shot more free throws than our whole team. Explain it to me. We don't get the respect that these guys deserve because Mike Conley doesn't go crazy. He has class, and he just plays the game. But I'm not going to let them treat us that way. You know, I know Pop's got pedigree, and I'm a young rookie, but they're not going to rook us. That's unacceptable. That was unprofessional. My guys dug in that game and earned the right to be in that game, and they did not even give us a chance. Take that for data.
Take that for data.
Take that for data.
Whoa.
And he slams the table at the end.
That's right.
Get fined for that, don't you?
No. Oh, yeah. He did?
He's complaining specifically about the officiating.
Oh, please.
Which is ridiculous. I think you should be allowed to complain about the officiating.
Well, one thing Michael and I talk about, Mace, all the time is that if we were officials, you literally would have to put your hands on me before I'd call a technical foul. Yeah. You can say anything you want to me.
I know. These guys are way too thin-skinned.
There's a great story about, I think it was Joey Crawford, veteran official, was doing a game. Doc Rivers told me this story once. So he's coaching the Celtics, and the Celtics are getting killed. And it's on a Sunday. It's a Sunday day game. And Doc is so mad at his team, he can't even talk to him, and he's wandering the hallways at halftime, and he sticks his head in Danny Ainge's office. And Ainge goes, "Hey, Doc, come here. You got to watch this. Tiger Woods is breaking the record at Augusta. He's like 15 under, and nobody else is even under par. He's putting on, and Tiger's, you know, just ripping through Augusta." And Doc goes, "This is incredible." He goes, "Okay." He goes, "We're down 30. I'm going to go get thrown out and come back here and watch this with you." And Ainge goes, yeah, do it. Go for it. So Doc goes back out, and the first time Crawford runs by him, Doc says, "You're just here to F us. I don't know what you're doing, but you're he's using all the magic words, you know, calling him every name in the book." And Crawford does nothing, just keeps officiating the game. So he comes running back the other way, and Doc does it again. Because maybe you didn't hear me, you effing so-and-so, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Crawford doesn't say a word, just keeps going. Third time, Doc starts it up again, and Crawford stops, looks at him, and goes, "Doc, if I can't go back and watch Tiger, you can't either. I'm not throwing you out of the game." And Doc just smiled and said,
"Oh, that's funny."
You know, it's weird. In baseball, you're allowed to criticize the umpires.
You really? In a post,
you just can't argue balls and strikes.
You can't argue balls and strikes, but afterwards, you're allowed to say Angel Hernandez sucks.
You're right. I didn't know that.
The worst umpire in
the world. Oh, and by the way,
the
next game, Angel Hernandez umpires, someone will say that.
Oh, yeah. Believe me. He is awful. His strikes, he has got the most. He umpired Tuesday night, right? The first game of the Giants series. He was terrible. The strike zone was all over the place. We ended up winning the game, but if we hadn't, we'd have been complaining about Angel Hernandez's strike zone. All right, coming up next, this is for everything. I mean, I use that expression from time to time when they're playing the game, and I do it as hyperbole, but this really is for everything. The month of June, and today is the last day, Ireland has won 7 times in Game of Games. Jorge has won 7 times in Game of Games. Lindsay has won 6 times. Now, I've won 4, but I've got a chance to be the spoiler. Either Ireland, Lindsay, Jorge could come away the big winner for the month of June. That is coming up next for you. It is Michael's game. His games are always great. 710 ESPN. It is Game of Games time, and there's never been a more dramatic, more exciting Game of Games than this one. It is the last day of June. And in this month, Ireland has won 7 times. Jorge has won 7 times. Lindsay, 6 times. Today's worth 2. So if Lindsay wins, she wins the month. I've got 4. I can just play spoiler. Once again, failing at game.
Spoiler,
yeah, exactly. It is Michael Thompson's game. Michael always does the best games.
All right, players, the game on this occasion tilts towards the female persuasion. Some listeners might think it's a little shady because I'm favoring such a beautiful lady. Woo. Ireland, Jorge, and Mace may cry on fear, but Lindsay's only fans don't care. So I tip the game of games in Lindsay's favor by giving the game of games a female flavor. Oh. So suck it up, Ireland, Mason, Jorge. Game of games is tilted Lindsay's way. But Ireland,
yeah, go Lindsay.
Yeah, but Ireland, he's such a girl. He's still probably going to win
exactly.
In the world.
Yes, exactly. I'm not afraid of your feminine game.
Exactly. All right,
that
here
is
we go.
A good point. He probably knows more feminine stuff than me.
He does. What was the first female sport in 1867?
First female
Lindsay.
Sport?
Tennis?
No.
Mason. Running?
No.
Ireland.
Ireland?
Golf.
Yes, golf.
Whoa!
Oh, Ireland on the
who?
Board.
Who?
Golf.
Who is the best female gymnast in the world?
Mason.
Ireland.
Mason.
Lindsay.
I mean, Mason.
You said all three of our names.
No, Mason was
Simone
first.
Biles. Jorge. Simone Biles, right.
No, Mace got it.
How many major tennis championships does
Mason?
Mason.
23?
Yes.
Ireland.
23.
Oh, I thought it was
Serena.
24. It was Serena. Okay.
Who
Mason's got 2.
Holds the female 100-meter world record?
Jorge.
Marion Jones.
No.
Lindsay.
Mason. Florence Griffith Joyner.
Yes.
Whoa.
Bonus Mason's question.
3-1. This is hard.
Bonus question. What time did FloJo run the 100 in?
Mason. 10.46.
No.
Ireland. 10.48.
No.
Lindsay.
10.47. No.
Jorge. 10.45.
No.
10.49.
Oh! We're all over it.
Yep. Yeah. You can each get a point here, so I'll ask each of you individually. Lindsay, okay. Who was Chris Everett's main rival?
I have no idea.
Lindsay!
Can I buzz in?
No.
Chris Everett?
Chris Everett.
No idea.
No, okay, because I got one for you too, John. Jorge.
By the way, that was Martina Navratilova,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Jorge, Serena has a sister who plays tennis. Who is it?
Venus.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so much easier than the one I got.
Really?
What are you talking about? Yours was the easiest one ever.
Okay.
Mace, Sasha Vujicic dated a female athlete.
Mason, it's Maria Sharapova.
Yes. Ireland, this female track athlete just made her 5th Olympic team.
I know who it is. It's Allison Felix.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
How many teams are in the WNBA?
Mason. 22.
No.
Lindsay. 18.
No.
Jorge. 24.
No.
Oh, God. Should I just guess?
Yeah,
Ireland.
Sure.
Yeah, Ireland.
It's got to be either 12 or 16. I'll go 12.
12 it is.
Oh!
Okay. You know, the way that you preface that, you're like, I'll just guess. It's so not convincing.
But wait, well, what did you guess?
I guessed 18. Well, I'm just saying, the way that you guess,
be,
the way that you
gotta
say
be
it.
Divisible by, it's got to be schedule-wise.
Funny. Oh, okay. I guess I'll take a guess.
Lindsay, right. Or gentlemen, Lindsay, what is the name of the best female boxer today?
Mason. It is, God, I blanked on her name. Ah, don't have it.
Anybody? Nobody? 3, 2, 1, Clarissa Shields.
Okay. Did you know that, Mace?
That's not what I was going to go with.
Who? You were going to say Ronda Rousey, weren't you?
No, I was going to say the one who beat Ronda Rousey.
Holly Holm.
Holly Holm.
Who is the highest paid woman in sports today?
Lindsay. Mason.
Lindsay.
Serena Williams.
No.
Really?
Wow.
That's what I would have guessed.
Jorge. Is it Osaka?
Yes, Osaka. Oh.
That was what I'm...
Jorge. Closest to the number. How much did she earn last year? Closest to the number. Anybody?
She earned $55 million.
No.
I'm going to guess $80
million.
No. Okay. Jorge, go ahead.
36.
And Ireland?
40.
$37 million.
Jorge. Yes.
Jorge almost got it right on the dot.
Okay, so it's Mason 4, Ireland 3, Jorge 3. Jorge, you're back in.
Let's
you're
go.
Knocking on it.
Oh, man.
U.S. women's soccer team, who is the highest earner on the U.S. women's soccer team? Salary
Lindsay.
And endorsements. Jorge.
Rapinoe.
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Ireland.
Oh.
Carly Lloyd.
No. She's very famous.
Yeah, I'm not on this.
Lindsay. Wait, is it current?
Yes.
Forever.
Current.
Oh, then never mind.
Oh, okay. No, guess. Okay.
Jorge.
Alex Morgan.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You've got time. You've tied Mason for the lead.
Man.
Rory McIlroy called off his engagement to this.
Lindsay. Paulina Gretzky.
No.
No.
Call off his engagement to this famous athlete, Rory McIlroy.
Damn.
I can't pronounce last name.
Oh, I know what it is.
Nasdyaki.
What'd you say, Jorge?
Ozniaki, Dasniaki.
Yeah, I think he's close enough, Michael.
All right, Caroline Wozniacki.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think we give it to him.
Oh, fine. Caroline Wozniacki is now.
I think Jorge just took the lead.
Oh, man.
Wozniacki is married to this former NBA.
Ireland. Double David Lee.
That's right.
Oh.
This female gymnast was awarded the first perfect score of
Ireland.
Mason.
Nadia Comaneci.
Right, in 1976.
Oh, Mason, tied.
All right, here we go. This
All
is
right,
getting
so
close.
Jorge 5, Mason 5, Ireland 4.
Who is the most famous Laker girl ever?
Ireland.
Lindsay.
Ireland.
Paul Abdul.
Yes.
5-5-5.
Wow.
Speaking of Laker
girls. This game was supposed to be tilted toward Lindsay. She's yet to hit the board.
I know.
I did say that I probably wouldn't be good at it.
Lindsay will get this one.
Wait, hey, Mace, did you do a lie today?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do three more, Michael. All Pick right. three more.
This NBA team's nickname is taken from the supporters of King Charles I.
Lindsay. Never mind. I don't know it.
It's for you, Lindsay. Think it's for you, Lindsay.
The Cavaliers?
Yes, the Cavaliers. Lindsay got it.
But what does that have to do with women, though?
Well, because it's right up your alley.
Oh,
okay. It was a
right,
Lindsay
two
question.
More.
Lindsay and fellas, there are 5 female NBA owners. Can you name the teams that they are owned by?
Ireland.
Name the teams.
Lakers.
Yes.
Spurs.
Yes.
3
more.
Jazz.
No. Well.
Well, him and his wife, the guy and his wife. So that doesn't count as one?
No, not. These are like sole female owners.
Okay. New Orleans.
Yes. You got 2 more. Western Conference.
Well, no helping.
Okay. Oh, Blazers.
You can't give hints.
And one more. If he doesn't get it, somebody can steal it.
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know who the fifth one would be. I'll say Sacramento.
No. Lindsay, think gold.
Jorge. Golden State.
No. Think gold, Lindsay.
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 Sacramento.
Jorge,
the Nuggets.
Yes, the Nuggets, yes. Denver.
Okay, but that doesn't count because you already missed it. All right, Michael, this question, if Mason, Jorge, or I get it, will decide the month.
All right. Should I make it a tough one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Lindsay, you know about beauty pageants. Lindsay, you know beauty pageants, don't you? You're a woman,
yeah,
so you should.
I guess, yeah.
This,
she should.
Yeah, this Miss America was the first woman to co-host a live.
Mason. Phyllis George.
Yes.
Oh, the upset. We tied again.
Oh, man.
Don't you want to break the tie?
It's back to back.
You know what? Hey, Jorge, you want to do a one-question tie break?
Yeah, so do it.
Here we go, Michael.
One of you guys should win. I'm out. All right, one of you guys should win.
Only Jorge and I are playing this time.
And don't worry about it. I'll tell you the lie real quick.
Okay.
All right. Not a very ladylike thing to do, but this lady celebrated a win by taking off her top.
Jorge. Oh, soccer.
I know it.
See, Lindsay knows this one.
I know it. Jorge, come on.
1999 World Cup.
Oh, I know.
B, her initials are BC.
She's white.
I know she's.
Come on, Michael.
Brandy. Yeah.
Chastain.
Yes.
Jorge, the win.
Jorge, for the win.
All right.
Lindsay. I thought you should have known about women's history.
I mean, I don't really watch women's sports.
What?
There you go.
What are you, a misogynist?
Yeah. All right. Hey, real quick, the lie today was I never knew Dr. Adkins when I was working at WNEW in New York City.
I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Did you? Do you have that?
Know that.
Yep.
That was the one.
All right, Michael, good job again.
Jeez. Great having you, Michael.
Game,
we
game.
Love having you
all
in
right,
here.
Thank you.
Two months in a row.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow on Mason and Ireland. Coming up next for you, our state-of-the-art afternoon drive show, Sedano, LZ, and Cap, 710 ESPN.